but it's down to Pallone Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the Metro.
Moving pitchers from the backfield is coming on. Moving pitchers on the far outside. Reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown open mare pace. It is moving pitchers.
The great gladiator, gris, l'a fait encore une fois. Une 74e victoire en carrière.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on Standardbred Canada. Hey everybody, Norm Borg from Rideau-Carlton Raceway, and in this segment we're going to explore a type of horse racing that almost resembles greyhound racing, especially with the speed they show out of the gate. I'm talking about quarter horse racing. We've got it right here in Ontario. We're going to look at its appeal and why it's appealing to certain standardbred owners. That's right ahead on Trot Radio.
August 20th through 23rd, Sarnia will come alive with the first ever edition of Adrenaline, an event that will combine world-class horse racing and entertainment. Sunday is Family Day, and Adrenaline has an amazing show with the famous McCann Dog Show. Enjoy a pizza lunch with the racing mascot Willie Wynn and friends, the Giddy Up and Gallop Walk and Fun Run, and an educational trip through the world of horses with Equimania. Adrenaline's so much more than racing. Purchase a Family Pass online by July 1st for only $24. Go to AdrenalineFest.ca.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. Anybody who's ever watched quarter horse racing will tell you it's some of the most exciting, if not shortest, bit of horse racing you'll ever see. Kind of reminds me of greyhounds, the way they get out of the gate so quickly. But what interests us at Trot Radio is the fact that a lot of our own, or at least a few of our own, standardbred participants are getting involved in the game. With us to talk about that on the other end of my line is Nick Kukos of Ajax Downs. Nick, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Now, from harness guy to quarter horse guy, we understand that names like Murray Breathour, David Heffering, these are big names in our sport. They're getting involved in quarter horse racing. What's the appeal?
Well, of course, the appeal is twofold. Number one, of course, the love for the horse. I mean, once people are involved in the equine industry, they certainly have a love for the horse, and sometimes a breed isn't always that important. And the second reason, of course, Norm, is our purses are just outstanding these days. We're running for great purse money, and it's very appealing. It actually does make some economic sense to be in this industry right now from a financial perspective.
Now, one of the appeals of harness racing back in the 50s and 60s was that it was easier for the average guy to get involved. Not much money, especially if you have the skills to maybe train your own horse. Is quarter horse racing, at least here in Canada, at that point? Is that what makes it, at least is that what is part of its appeal?
It is. There's no question about that. The cost of training a quarter horse is significantly less at this particular time than a thoroughbred or a standardbred. We can probably train a horse for about almost half the cost. And when your cost is half and your purse money is we're averaging almost $100,000 a day or in purse money, and that's pretty good.
That is very comparable to a lot of the top B tracks on the harness side in Ontario.
That's correct. There's no question about that. As a matter of fact, our average, and I go back to thoroughbreds because my background's thoroughbreds, we have a bigger purse distribution than Fort Erie does right now.
That's amazing. And a lot of big names, period, are into the quarter horse game. I know Toby Keith, the country star, has thoroughbreds. And down there at Los Alamitos, they're going for $1 million, $2 million. That's huge down there.
Correct. Los Alamitos being the Rolls-Royce of quarter horse racing.
The Churchill Downs, if you will. I was interested to read some of your web poll results and the number of, no, it was a small sampling, but you've got some healthy percentages of people that are pretty much every live race day attendees.
That's correct. Our trademark's always been Sunday and holiday racing, and probably had about 1,500 people here. Grandstand was almost full. Really enjoyed themselves. It is a country feel. It's certainly not an urban feel like you would find at some of the big major racetracks throughout the country in North America. So it's a real country feel, and people just love coming out and watching the horses.
What gave you the foresight to take this up a notch?
Well, I guess it was important for us to start being current. I mean, there's not that many racetracks that are now being built. I guess the last one I can think of is probably Georgian Downs, maybe the last racetrack that was built. And they did a fabulous job at Georgian Downs, and we just wanted to be at the cutting edge of where this industry is going now.
200 slots, you've kicked off the year with now a 5/8 mile track. I wouldn't be a good harness guy if I didn't ask, and as a track announcer, hey, I could use an extra part-time gig. Any chance that Ajax Downs might just hold some kind of a limited or, for that matter, extended harness meet down the road?
Well, you know, I'm going to keep my mind very open. Just to add on our statistics, we have just started. We broke ground. We are building another 550 slots here. We were expanding. We'll have 800 machines by February.
Wow.
So we're going from 250 we actually have right now to 800. We did build a 5/8 of a mile track, and there was a reason behind it, and we wanted to make sure that if we needed to grow in the future, that we had the capability of doing that in a relatively quick period of time. There could be the possibility that we may race standardbreds here. There could also be the possibility we may even run a mixed breed meet with some thoroughbreds here as well. It's something that we want to keep our minds open to. We want the horse industry to grow, and we feel that we've got something to offer.
Nick Kukos, very enlightening. What do you think the standardbred industry, and I know it's not your your core background, but, you know, with the increase in the popularity of quarter horse racing, is there anything those of us on the jughead side, as we like to call ourselves, could learn from you guys?
Well, we're just trying to learn from other people. We're starting at the ground floor right now, and we're trying to evaluate and look at some of the mistakes other breeds have made, and we're trying to make sure that we avoid them.
Name a couple.
Well, you know, I think one of the mistakes I think the industry has made, and this isn't going to be a very popular statement towards horsemen, but maybe in some cases there's been too much racing, and I think we need to be leery about that, because we don't want to get into a situation where a racetrack owner gets into financial difficulty. The second thing that I think is very important is the marketing strategy. I think the industry, and again, myself coming from the thoroughbred side of the industry, we haven't done a great job marketing our product. We really, really haven't. And that's easy to say, but very difficult to correct. And one of the things we're doing here is we're trying a lot of different marketing techniques to see if we can generate a fan base that's going to be loyal and that actually bets, because at the end of the day, if they don't bet, we're not going to be successful.
That's
so we can get thousands of people here, but if they're not going to turn that into mutual revenue, then we haven't been successful at the end of the day.
Just so, curious, what's your average handle?
Well, yesterday we almost did $20,000 live, and to think about that in a perspective, last year our average daily handle was about 7,000.
What about simulcast possibilities?
Well, I've been a little hesitant on moving forward on uplinking our signal just yet on one major front. I want to make sure, or let me backtrack a little bit. I think once you present any product to the public, I think you get one chance. And that product has to be right. I don't think we're right just yet, but I think we will be by the end of the year.
Well, Nick, you certainly have thought this thing through, and all of you at Ajax Downs are moving forward, and you have us rooting for you, because at the end of the day, it's all about the horse racing, and when horse racing of any breed thrives, it's good for all of us in general. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Nick Kukos of Ajax Downs, formerly Peacock Downs, growing in leaps and bounds. That'll do it for this edition of Trot Radio. Trot Radio is a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications. Bye-bye.